So it's always an honour, it's always a privilege to be able to speak to you, to share the word of God with you, and I just want to honour Pastor Nigel and Andrea, who I hope are still having a great holiday. Please pray for their refreshing and strength to come back stronger than ever. That's what we're believing for a great 2019. I just want to pray as we start. Father God, I thank you, Lord, that you have put a word in my spirit about your people at C3 Fremantle. Father God, that what you are going to do this year through each person personally, through us as a corporate body of Christ, Lord, that you have great things, you have new things that are going to strengthen us, Lord, that are going to challenge us. But God, we will see the joy of the Lord as we discover and find out what the new things you have for us for 2019. Lord, I pray for your hand upon your word this morning. Father, that it would bring truth and life to our hearts and our minds today in Jesus' name. Amen. So I have been spending quite a bit of time in prayer over the last month or so, really praying for this message this morning. So it's going to be a good morning. Amen. Isaiah 42 verse 9. Behold, the former things have come to pass, and new things I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. This scripture that God says in the Old Testament, the former things have passed, the new things are coming, and I will tell you of what they are. In this scripture, he is talking about Christ. He is already declaring and proclaiming the Son of God that is to come. For 2019, this is also a new year. We go in seasons. God operates out of seasons and rhythms. And this is a new year. The former has passed. 2018 has gone. And this is a new year. And God has things for you this year, new things for you this year that he wants to tell you about, things of the future that he wants to share with you now, new things. This new that is in the scripture in Isaiah actually refers to something that has never happened before. It's unheard of and it's a wonderful event, and we know that it's about Christ, the coming of Christ. And so for you, I really want you to think of what is God's new for you. What new does God have for you this year? In John 14, verse 12, Jesus says, I tell you this timeless truth. The person who follows me in faith, believing in me, will do the same mighty miracles that I do, even greater miracles than these, because I go to be with the Father. God has greater things for you to do. That's why he sent his Holy Spirit to be with you. He has greater things for you. He has miracles for you to do this year. I want you to really step into this, step into what God has for you this year. So a few questions that I want you to think about. What is God's new for you personally? What is God's new for you in his body of Christ, in the church? What is God's new for you in the world? Because we are called to preach the gospel in the world. We are called to love those in the world. We're not of the world, but we're called to love those in the world. And so what is God's new for you personally? What is God's new for you in the body of Christ? And what is God's new for you in the world? 2019, it's the 6th of January. We've had lots of new things happen already. My daughter is on her L's. She's just started driving. We've been out 4 times already. She drove me here this morning. Yeah. And, you know, I really like to drive quite fast. My son says to me, Mum, if you were on a racetrack, you would totally win, totally win. And so I really enjoy driving fast. I think I would be in the 10th gear that Pastor Phil was talking about. Being a passenger of a new driver, 20 Ks is fine. 20 Ks is fast enough. It feels like 100. I'm like, oh, you can just stay here. As I was thinking about the new things and just driving and teaching my daughter and these sorts of things and how I do like to drive fast, I had a dream. And my dream is, I think it would be so good if on some of the freeways, not all, just some of the freeways, they had an extra couple of lanes that were racing lanes, okay? And so when you go on these freeways, you can race, you can go as fast as you can. Obviously, there would be some safety things, no kids in the car and stuff like that, but two lanes, and you know those signs, those flashing lights that they have, you're going too fast, slow down, they would actually have signs saying, yeah, you're going so fast, well done. I would totally, totally love that. That's my dream, racing lanes on the freeway. I don't think it will happen. It's clearly my dream, not God's dream. Okay, God is doing a new thing. What is his new for you? Personally, is it restoration? Is it a restoration in relationships? Is it healing for you? Is that God's new for you this year? Is it healing? Is it a career change, a lifestyle change? Is it family? I spoke to Gabriel just before the service. Gabriel, where are you? Gabriel just got engaged on January 1st to Melody. It's wonderful. What a wonderful way to start the year, an engagement. So is it marriage? Is it deliverance? God will do a new thing. New things are God things. We are created in God's image. God is our creator and we are created in his image. So we bear his nature of creating as well, of doing new things. And God has already planned those new things for you to do. He already knows. He already knows. He knows your past, your present, and your future. And God's will for you is that you know what his will is for you. Does that make sense? God's will for you is that you would know what God's will is for you, that you would do the will of God. And so God's nature towards us is that he wants us to walk into his new. God is always moving, he's active. He's always leading you into new things. Isaiah 43, verses 14 to 21 says, "This is what the Lord says, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. For your sakes, I will send an army against Babylon, forcing the Babylonians to flee in those ships they are so proud of. I am the Lord, the Holy One, Israel's Creator and King. I am the Lord who opened a way through the waters, making a dry path through the sea. I called forth the mighty army of Egypt with all its chariots and horses. I drew them beneath the waves and they drowned, their lives snuffed out like a smouldering candle wick. But forget all of that. Forget all the amazing things I have just done for you, because it is nothing compared to what I am going to do. For I am about to do something new. See, I have already begun. Do you not see it? I will make a pathway through the wilderness. I will create rivers in the dry wasteland. The wild animals in the fields will thank me, the jackals and owls too, for giving them water in the desert. Yes, I will make the rivers in the dry wasteland so my chosen people can be refreshed. I have made Israel for myself, and they will someday honor me before the whole world." God says, look at what I've done. I am God. I'm the first and the last. I'm a miracle-working God. I am for you. I have led you into these new things. I have led you out of dangerous situations. I have protected you. But forget what I've already done, because I'm going to do a new thing. I'm going to do a new thing. in the desert. I will lead you through. I will give you refreshing. I will rejuvenate you. This is about the Holy Spirit refreshing in times of desert, in dry times. Even in those times, God is with you and he's active and moving and for you and doing new things. We just need to look to him. He has something far greater than what he has ever done in your life. Isn't that exciting? He has things that are greater for you. You cannot compare this new thing God has already begun to do, okay? 2 Corinthians 5:17. This means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone, a new life has begun. In verse 18, and all of this is a gift from God who brought us back to himself through Christ. When we come to Christ, we are a new creation. We're washed, our sins are washed away, and we're a new creation in Christ. You know, the way that God sees us is that he sees us righteous because of what Christ did. And so when we stand before God, we can stand righteously because of Christ's blood. Sometimes we want to take old things with us. We want to still carry those things of the old, those things that actually need to die, those things of ourselves that need to die. This year, as I've been preparing for this message and reflecting on 2018, God spoke to me. He said, the doubt and the insecurity and these things that you think that are not of me, they need to die. They need to go into the grave for good. No more. Put it to death. And so, you know, when sometimes we struggle with things for a long time or a little bit, and then God says, enough, stop. It's time to actually walk into who I have created you to be, into the new that I have for you, and put down the old and leave behind those things that are not of me, that are things that I don't say about you, and walk in the confidence that you have in Christ and the humility of knowing me. That's what God was saying. And so the conviction that we get in putting down the old, that decision, that conviction propels you into the new that God has for you. And you can walk in confidence in Christ because you matter, you are significant. God loves you, God adores you. And the other thing is that, reflecting on 2018, what a year it was last year. I think there have been so many changes and unexpected things that happened that you just go, oh, okay. So just to give you a little bit of a background, you know, starting working two careers, working as a counsellor and working for the church part-time, and then coming on a journey of being officially ordained as a pastor and still journeying through, you know, God's calling me into this, that's great, I'm going to walk into it, I'm going to be obedient and faithful, and then getting to that place. And then the senior minister needs to go on leave. That's okay. That's okay. But then Pastor Andrea also resigns. That's all right. I'll go with this. There have been lots of changes and lots of unexpected things that have happened this year that, you know, could have got me off course. And I would be lying to you if it didn't shake me a little bit, because it did. It was very confronting. But do you know what? Being faithful to the call of God, being obedient to what he has called me to do, you being faithful to the call of God, you being obedient to what he has called you to do, we can face anything. And we can see God restore. We can see God restore Pastor Nigel. We can see, you know, God restore Nigel into good health. We can see Andrea enjoying the call that God has, you know, this direction that he has called Andrea to, into a new career. We can see his hand working, moving through all the changes, through all the new things that have happened. God is always creating. He's always bringing new things to pass for his glory, to bless, to fulfill his will, to strengthen and grow our trust in him, to bear witness of who he is, revealing himself to his people. And so this year, after all the things that have happened last year, after all the many distractions and the chaos, you know, the Lord said, focus. I want you to focus and not get distracted by things that are urgent but unimportant. I want you to focus on the things that I'm actually calling you to do. And so again, having a conviction and a certainty of what God is bringing you into, it's easy to go, you know what? I'm going to do the work that God has called me to do, and I don't need to check emails until the afternoon. I'm going to keep work and family, good boundaries, so that I'm there for my family. I'm not going to get distracted by Facebook or Instagram or social media, and I'll put boundaries around that, and I'll just check that maybe once a day and have a time frame on it as well. So that the things that God has called me to do, I'm going to do. And the distractions will not get in the way of his will. It's so easy to get caught up in the things that don't matter and get sidetracked or distracted. That the Lord is bringing you into new things. He's bringing focus. Jared, I've been praying for you quite a lot over the last few weeks, and the creativity that you have is incredible. And God is going to give you a focus. He's going to bring, it's almost like a you know, you've just got incredible ideas, so much. There's so much that you want to do. There's so much in you, and there's so much that you will do for God. And God's just going to bring a clarity to all of those things. He's going to bring a laser beam focus and direction to your path, to where he's calling you to be. Romans 12 verse 2 says, "Don't copy the behaviour and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect." So we're not to be like the world. And when you're reading scripture, Jesus was anything like the world. The kingdom of God is so opposite to the world. Let God transform you. Let God transform me by the power of the Holy Spirit into how he thinks, so that your thoughts and your emotions and your behavior and your actions align with God. This is his word that says, let God transform you. It's God's power that transforms you, that rewires your brain into thinking like Christ. And we get that by reading his word, by letting his word just dwell in us, by meditating on it. It gives life. It gives life to you. It brings life. Oh, can you see? You know, I'm quite an introverted person, but the way that God transforms our hearts and our minds in the, you know, by the power of the Holy Spirit, you've just got to step into that. Let God do that work. The mind of Christ. And as you have the mind of Christ, you will discern what his will is. You will know his will. His beautiful, satisfying, perfect will. So allowing God to transform you from the inside to renew your mind, you know, this means that we are putting God first in spending time with him. You know, the Lord has brought me back to when I first became a Christian, I studied the Gospels and Proverbs, and the Lord is actually bringing me back to that, because in this sort of position you need so much wisdom. And so come study this again. Come read the words of Christ, that you may know me more, that you may know me deeper, that you may know the wisdom and the reverence of God. Okay. So Isaiah 42:10, sing a new song to the Lord. Sing his praises from the ends of the earth. Sing all you who hail the seas, all you who live in distant coastlands. So sing a new song. Stop complaining. Stop whining. Stop doing the things that we don't need to do. Sing a new song. Sing a new song. Sing a new song. You know, God was very wise in creating us to worship him. When you have a look at your brain, when you're worshiping, when you're singing, when you're praising, the music activates every single part of your brain. And so when we're worshiping and praising God, God can transform your mind, your heart, your spirit. Isn't that incredible? It's the only time that our whole brain is active. It's when we're worshiping and praising our God. Amazing, amazing. And he, you know, he's created our brains to be malleable, and they rewire, they change. And we have the mind of Christ. Our minds renew. Incredible how he has created us. So when we're walking into the new, we need to embrace change. We need to embrace change. We need to welcome. I'm going to welcome the new things that God has. I'm going to embrace these new things that I'm doing. I'm going to embrace thinking differently. I'm going to embrace behaving differently. I'm going to embrace the new things that God has. Ephesians 3:20, never doubt God's mighty power to work in you and accomplish all this. He will achieve infinitely more than your greatest request, your unbelievable dream, and exceed your wildest imagination. He will outdo them all, for his miraculous power constantly energizes you. Never doubt Christ in you to accomplish his will. Never doubt it. Embrace the change. And so when we're going through these changes, when we're discovering the new that God has for us, there will be a struggle. Because out of struggle, out of wrestling through things, that's where God moves. That's where we trust in him. That's where we can have faith in him, and he will increase our ability to trust in him and have faith in him. It's in those moments where we are forced to depend on our God, that he does the miraculous, that he shows how magnificent he is. And that's when we give the glory back to him. Because it's not by us, it's by him working in us and through us. So stay in the struggle. Stay in the struggle. New things take time to grow, to develop. You can imagine a baby growing in a womb. It takes a long time to grow and develop. You can imagine a caterpillar in a cocoon. It takes time to grow and develop, and the caterpillar actually has to wrestle and come out to turn into that butterfly. If somebody helped that caterpillar, you know, you could see it was just about to come out and actually broke away the cocoon, that butterfly would die. because in the struggle we get stronger. In the struggle, our trust and our faith get stronger. Our relationship with God gets deeper. So stay in the struggle. When things are getting difficult, when we're walking into the new things that God has for us, we need to stay in that struggle. Romans 12, verses 11 to 12. Be enthusiastic to serve the Lord, keeping your passion toward him boiling hot. Radiate with the glow of the Holy Spirit and let him fill you with excitement as you serve him. Let this hope burst forth within you, releasing a continual joy. Don't give up in a time of trouble, but commune with God at all times. So when you're struggling, when you're walking in the new, press into God more. Pray more. Stay in church. Stay in connect groups. Stay connected. It's good to struggle. It's really good to struggle because that's where growth happens. That's where our faith deepens. It's good to struggle. We see the glory of God as we wrestle and push into the new things that God has for us. I want to read you Psalm 40, part of Psalm verse 40, as we close this morning. From verse 1, I waited and waited and waited some more patiently, knowing that God would come through for me. Then at last, he bent down and listened to my cry. He stooped down to lift me out of danger from the desolate pit I was in, out of the muddy mess I had fallen into. And now he's lifted me up into a firm, secure place and steadied me while I walk his ascending path. A new song for a new day rises up in me every time I think about how he breaks through for me. Ecstatic praise pours out of my mouth until everyone hears how God has set me free. Many will see his miracles. They'll stand in awe of God and fall in love with him. Blessing after blessing comes to those who love and trust the Lord. They will not fall away, for they refuse to listen to the lies of the proud. O Lord our God, no one can compare with you. Such wonderful works and miracles are found with you. And you think of us all the time with your countless expressions of love, far exceeding our expectations. It's not sacrifices that really move your heart, burnt offerings, sin offerings. That's not what brings you joy. But when you open my ears and speak deeply to me, I become your willing servant, your prisoner of love for life. So I said, here I am. I'm coming to you as a sacrifice, for in the prophetic scrolls of your book you have written about me, and I delight to fulfill your will. My God, for your living words are written upon the pages of my heart. And so as you press into the new that God has for you this year, when God opens your ears, he will speak deeply to you about the new that he has for you. He knows your future. He has good plans for you. You are here to do the will of God. You are here to do those things that God called you from before you were born to do. And so, church, can you please stand up? I want you to just lift your hands to him. As you open your ears to hear God speak to you, to hear God speak to you deeply about the new he has for you for 2019. Every single person has new things in God because you are here to fulfill his will. You are here to preach the gospel of Christ to many. You are here to heal people, to do miracles in the name of Jesus. You are here to set people free because you have been set free by Christ himself. So we lift our hands to you this morning, Lord God, and we open our ears and we open our spirit, Father God, that we would know without a doubt your will for 2019. We would know what new things you have for us, what great things that you have for us for this year, for how we can serve you, for how we can share the love of Christ to people who need it most. Lord, that we would obey and be faithful to your will for us. We stand in your presence. We stand in your presence that we would hear your word today, your new God. I'm going to worship him a little bit more. Listen to God. Discover his new that he has for you. He has great things, good things.